In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the midst of our Lenten journey, we have this great occasion of joy to reflect upon. This moment of joy in which God's plan is brought to fulfillment in his promise of sending a Redeemer, a Savior, Emmanuel, God with us. And this moment is fulfilled through the Blessed Virgin Mary's response to God. And in this we see something very profound, that Jesus would only come to us if he could be a child of Mary, that he wanted to be her son, her child. And so this moment is so important because it is here that it all begins. God becoming man, God taking on our human nature. And in this we see, in this feast day, we see God's eternal love for each of us, God's love for each of us in his Son, who takes on our nature. This beautiful solemnity, we can reflect upon several points. First of all, the fulfillment of God's plan in his promise of sending his Son. And all the Old Testament is leading up to this moment. All the Old Testament is to be fulfilled in this moment in Mary's yes, that the Redeemer is and God sending his Son who redeems us. We also learn in this moment the response of the Blessed Virgin Mary teaches us all how we are to respond with God, that we learn from Mary, that we should always say yes to God in her obedience, her trust, her faith, that we are to emulate and imitate Our Lady in our own spiritual journey, that we say yes to God, we trust God, and we obey God, that we want to be like Our Lady in this, no matter what God may ask of us, that we must trust. And Our Lady knew exactly when the angel Gabriel appeared to her. Our Lady knew what it would mean to be the mother of the Savior. She knew the suffering that the Savior was going to endure. She knew the scripture in which his suffering was prophesied. And so she knew, in a certain sense, she knew that she would be suffering with her Son in the redemption of humanity. But yet she said that yes completely and fully, without any conditions. She said yes to God. And so she teaches us also not to set conditions on God, but to say yes to God at all times. The gospel also beautifully reminds us that this there's so much really in today's feast day that Our Lady is the first really to understand completely the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the angel reveals to her that the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And this is important for us to remember. It's St. Maximian Kolbe had that beautiful equation, Mary plus the Holy Spirit equals Jesus, and that Mary is our mother, but the Holy Spirit dwells in our soul from baptism and confirmation. We have the Holy Spirit in our soul. And what is the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our soul to be? To transform us into Christ, to produce Jesus in us, to make us conform to Jesus. And so today's solemnity reminds us that we should always be attentive to the Holy Spirit's inspiration in our life, the Holy Spirit directing us, the Holy Spirit leading us on that path of transformation, that we become more conformed to Christ. There's so much, and this feast day is also a reminder how important this moment is in the history of the world. The incarnation is where it all begins. Mary's yes, and God's plan being fulfilled. So important is this moment that the church, and especially it's considered a Franciscan, started from the Franciscan order, wanted this moment to be commemorated every day by the beautiful prayer of the Angelus. And it said that both Saint Anthony of Padua and Saint Bonaventure promoted the Angelus, and with that, the ringing of the church bells. Initially, it was only at 6 p.m. in the evening that the people would reflect upon that moment of the incarnation, but eventually, we know the devotion today that it's three times a day. And the bells reminding us in the times when the bell rings for the Angelus, reminding us Mary's yes and this moment of the incarnation, so important that we commemorate it three times in the day with the Angelus. So important is this moment in our faith of God becoming man, God taking on our human nature and being born for us to redeem us and save us from our sins. And so we remember this beautifully through the prayer of the Angelus three times a day. That's why it's so important to keep it in our hearts and our minds, this moment, that we may be evermore respond to God's grace in our own life, but also remember God's great love for us, and that I want to reciprocate that love by my faith and my obedience to God and my being faithful like Mary and trusting God. Today's feast day also has a beautiful connection, of course, to the Holy House of Loreto, the house in which the Annunciation took place, which was miraculously brought from Nazareth to Loreto, Italy. And it's here that the Annunciation took place, this holy house where the angel Gabriel appeared to the Virgin Mary, that God preserved this house in a special way when it was in danger of being destroyed by the enemies of Christ, and miraculously brought it to Loreto, Italy. It's the house of the Annunciation. And on the altar, the house is in a massive, beautiful basilica, but on the altar in the Holy House is a little plaque where it says in Latin, "Here the Word became flesh." Here the Word became flesh. But so beautifully reminding us that it is this place that God became man. So important is this feast day, because all human history finds its meaning in this moment. God's love for us, that he became man, he takes on our human nature, and he ultimately gives his life for us so that we may share eternal life with him. This feast day is a reminder for me of my destiny, that God wants me to be with him forever in heaven. God wants me to share in his divine life. God wants me to share in his holiness. And for this, he sent his son at this moment in history where he takes on our human nature in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. May our Blessed Mother help us today to reflect upon this beautiful solemnity and how important it is for us in our journey, and that all may recognize our Lady's yes, and that we may respond like her in saying yes to God each day of our life. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Jesu Christe crucifixe, sacro bonus dextere manus tue.